Hello, and welcome to this afternoon's Donors Choose webinar on supplementing the budget online fundraising to support school initiatives. We hope you take away a lot of good ideas from our speakers today. I am Honor Feedy, and I'm the coordinator of professional learning programs at NAESP. I will be supporting our speakers as they go through the session this afternoon. Our speakers today are Kirk Smiley, who's the principal director for advocacy and public partnerships at Donors Choose. Kirk leads DonorsChoose.org's work with school districts, state leaders, and educational associations, helping them leverage the award-winning charity to serve their educational priorities. With him is Danielle Rowe. Danielle is the Associate for Advocacy and Public Partnerships at Donors Choose, and she works with relationships with school district administrators across the nation. So thank you, Kirk and Danielle. We're really eager to hear what you have to share with our audience.
Thanks, Honor. We're so excited to be here and have the chance to share with you all. Thank you all for attending. So yeah, a little bit more about me, Kirk Smiley. I am the child, grandchild, cousin, brother of public school teachers. Pretty much everyone in my family was a public school teacher except for me. So that's why I love working at DonorsChoose.org and being able to help teachers. And I've been at DonorsChoose for about 12 years now. You'll hear more about the organization, how we've been around for 19 years. So back from the early startup days to where we are now serving so many public schools across the country.
And hey, everyone. My name is Danielle. I'm also with DonorsChoose.org. Thank you all so much for joining today's webinar. I've been with the organization for about a year now, where, as Honor said, I've been building relationships with school administrators across the country to help them get set up with Donors Choose and take advantage of the opportunities on our site. So today my colleague Kirk and I are going to talk to you about how you can use Donors Choose to advance school initiatives while also tapping into a community of donors and generate resources for your students. So here's the agenda for today's webinar. We'll walk through the platform. We'll discover some case studies together where you'll learn from really awesome principals who are really creating cultures of Donors Choose in their schools and classrooms. We'll leave you with some next steps and key takeaways for how you can continue to engage your teachers and get them onboarded onto the site. And then we'll have an action step for you at the very end. We'll help you to get set up with some really awesome notifications where you can keep track of how your teachers are using the site and what awesome things they're posting. So before we kick things off officially, I'd love to first pose a question to the group. So I want you to take out your mental notepads and think about the following question. What would you do with an additional $30,000 in funding to advance student learning in your school? So you should have a poll box available there. So just type in a few responses to that question. The funny thing is, I was a middle school teacher prior to joining DonorsChoose.org. And my students, we had a blacktop, and that was the area, the outdoor space that they would have recess. So, you know, our more creative and younger students would play things like Red Rover or tag. But our older students would kind of just sit there and wait for recess to be over. And so we know that, you know, physical activity is really important for driving student outcomes. So if I had an extra $30K at that point, I'd definitely use it to get some additional physical equipment for students. Curious to hear what
you. All right. Julie writes she would upgrade their playgrounds.
Ooh, yep. So, Julie, you and I are on the same page there. All right. Well, that's an awesome idea. And if I were to pose an additional question to you all, you know, what's stopping you from upgrading the school playground? You'd likely say that, you know what, budgetary limitations. And so traditionally, schools have often been able to effectively leverage big sales and car washes to generate additional funds for awesome initiatives. And of course, when, those options are exhausted, teachers will often dip into their own pockets to the tune of $500 per school year to get those additional resources for their students. And of course, we know that booster clubs are also effective measures for generating much needed funds. Now, traditional fundraising methods are fantastic local options, but they can be largely ineffective because they rely on the local community's participating power So to generate success. And so there is a way for schools to tap into a much broader community to fundraise for school initiatives. And we're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do, I have another question for you all. So I want you to think about the fundraising methods that you currently leverage. And I want you to rate on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 being least effective, 5 being most effective. How effective is your school fundraising at tapping into funds outside of your local?
So Danielle and Kirk, it looks like 33% said 1, not effective. 33% said 2, somewhat effective. 33% said number 3.
All right, so no one overwhelmingly said that they are really, really awesome at leveraging fundraising from outside of the community. But the great news is that although it's super challenging, there is a way for you to do that successfully and to tremendous success as well. And you can do that through crowdfunding. Now, crowdfunding is the new face, the modern face, if you will, of school fundraising. Crowdfunding is the process of funding a project or a venture by collecting small amounts of money from a large amount of people. And it offers teachers in today's social media age a really effective means of generating funds from outside of a larger community. And DonorsChoose.org is a crowdfunding platform built exclusively to support K-12 public schools. We have the much-desired safety measures and integrity controls, but we're also able to tap into a much larger community, and donors are able to come to the site and search for projects that align with their interests. All right. So like I said, crowdfunding is funding a project or a venture by a lot of people. And this is a process that has donors choose, we like to say. We started the trend of crowdfunding all the way back in 2000 when our founder, Charles Best, started this platform out of his public school classroom in the Bronx. We are a 501c3 charity, and since 2000, we've been trusted by teachers, donors, and school administrators all across the country to generate much-needed funds to support public schools. All right, so let's talk about why we're the leading crowdfunding site. Teachers, librarians, guidance counselors are able to come to our site and fundraise for materials that they need for their classroom. So for some teachers, that means extra paper, extra pencils. Others want to take on more, much larger initiatives like, funding additional violins or violas for their orchestras or equipping an entire sports team with new jerseys. Others want to do even more incredibly innovative things like procure robotics kits for their students or fund maker spaces for their classrooms. But whatever the classroom need is, Donors Choose stands ready to be able to support that, and our community of donors makes it extra easy to do so. And most importantly, our additional safety measures on our site is one of the reasons why we've been rated very highly on sites like CharityWatch and GuideStar, but it's also one of the reasons why we have generated the support from incredible education associations like NAESP and NASSP. All right, so here's how our platform works. It's super easy. Teachers, social workers, guidance counselors, coaches are all able to create project requests on DonorsChoose.org. Once they create a project, they're requesting the specific, unique item that they need to bring that project to life. Once that project is put together and posted, it goes to our team where we vet the project to make sure that it's abiding by our high standards for integrity, transparency, and student privacy. And then I just want to pause here to reemphasize that one of the key differences between the type of crowdfunding and fundraising that we do is that we are procuring the exact material that a teacher requested. Okay, so once that project is vetted and goes live onto our site, it's up to our community of donors at that point to directly contribute to those to that fundraising campaign. Once the project is fully funded, our team purchases those materials and ships them directly to the school site, at which point they become property of the school so that they can continue to benefit classrooms to come. And of course, before any material is shipped, We notify the principal and two teachers at the school to let them know that the materials are on the way, and this is how we ensure that we're keeping everybody in the loop. All right, so it's easy to talk about the process, but I find that it's better to take a look at a project to see, to really understand how the magic works. So take a look at Mrs. Chow's project. Mrs. Chow is a teacher right here in New York City, where I'm based. She wanted to post a project for the library of her dream. She really wanted to help increase a love of learning, a love of reading in her students. And so she posted this $800 project for books like Harry Potter, Wonder, several books that her students were just really eager to devour. And it was funded by 15 people across several states. And this is just one example of how we're able to help teachers create fund projects that are directly in line with their school system's strategic imperatives. For example, this school system that Mrs. Chow is in, they have a focus on early literacy. So this would really help push that that goal forward. And here's another example of another project. So a great majority of the projects that are funded on our site are for books, but you also see tons of other projects for experiences and other materials like flexible seating that Mrs. Max was able to get funding for. So you'll notice that this project is a little bit lower in cost than the project before from Ms. Chow. This is around $400. And you'll definitely see that variation on our site, right? So the average project cost is around $550. But we definitely see projects that are much higher in cost get funded. For example, last year, we had a surprise funding, a $29 million donation from Ripple, which is a cryptocurrency company based in California. They funded every single project on DonorsChoose.org, including a project that was $40,000 to totally outfit and trick out their school library. It was an incredible project, so you'll definitely see that variation on our site. The sky is really the limit.
Danielle, if I could ask a question on that. Is there a cap that you have on goals? I mean, if a person, you know, in terms of they won't be chosen if it goes beyond this amount?
Yeah, so we definitely see that projects that are lower in cost tend to get funded at a higher rate. But there isn't a cap. There is a cap. With new teachers, we encourage them to keep their projects underneath I believe it's a $2,000 threshold. But like I said, we did see a $40,000 project fully funded. So there isn't a cap in that sense.
Wow.
Yes.
That's great.
Great question. All right. So we've seen some projects. We've talked about how the process for posting projects on the site. We've talked about Ripple. Let's talk about our impact to date. All right. So if we're going to continue on this water metaphor, we hopefully think that we've been making waves in this space. We funded over $875 million worth of resources in the last 20 years, over 1.5 million projects, reaching over 36 million students across the country. The great thing is that all of this project funding is bringing all kinds of really innovative materials into classrooms, robotics kits, field trips, professional development opportunities, you name it. And what's remarkable about this data is that 65% of all projects are fully funded on our site in an average of 27 days. Now, of course, as a nonprofit, we are committed to ensuring equitable access to the materials that we are providing, and equity is something that we care very deeply about at our organization. So, every student should have a high-quality education, and 76% of the dollars that our organization generates is going to support students in high-need communities. Another interesting fact about this is that 75% of the dollars that are generated is coming from people who do not know the teacher who they are supporting. So this means that we're able to reach teachers and students who maybe need the support but lack the support system. All right. And so here's why we're able to, why so much of the funding is coming from folks who don't know the teacher who they're supporting. Unlike any other education platform, education fundraising platform, we're tapping into a network of partnerships with with corporations and foundations who've contributed over the years over $450 million to support classroom dreams. Okay, so that means that the folks at Google.org, they're funding projects that are related to coding. That means that Dick's Sporting Goods is fundraising or supporting projects that are related to sporting. PwC, financial literacy projects, you name it. So these organizations are helping to support classroom projects that align with their philanthropic endeavors. And again, we've seen they've contributed over $450 million to date to these to classroom resources. And as an additional point, again, unlike traditional fundraising, it's really important here because this is how we are tapping into a much broader community outside of that local community. So it sounded like some of you folks really were trying to think about how you can effectively fundraise outside of your local community. This is the way. All right, so principals. Principals play an incredibly vital role in ensuring that teachers have success on DonorsChoose.org. So while principals can't post projects on our site, they are in a position to motivate teachers to really post projects that are in alignment with school priorities and school goals. And by creating a culture of collaboration and really ensuring that your teachers are fully bought into the opportunities that await on DonorsChoose.org, you can help get much-needed resources or needed innovative resources into the classroom that can help drive school imperatives. All right, so principals can support teachers using DonorsChoose.org in a variety of ways. You'll see them here. So I'll give you a moment to read that. All right, so the majority of funded teachers actually say that their students are way more engaged as a result of the resources that they were able to procure from DonorsChoose. They say that they've seen an increase in parent engagement, just general excitement, and teachers going really above and beyond to get resources for their students. They say that 74% of teachers who we surveyed say that DonorsChoose.org is actually playing a fundamental role in their decision to stay in the classroom. So, leveraging DonorsChoose not only to get resources, but to increase retention, increase parent engagement, increase student engagement. Again, the sky really is the limit here. So I'd like to walk you guys through a case study. Our friend Principal McNary out in Shelby County. So Mrs. McNary is actually building that culture of collaboration and DonorsChoose in her school, like I mentioned earlier. And she does this by celebrating teachers who've received funding recently during weekly bulletins. She said that she encourages them to work together and collaborate on department-wide projects. So we know that social proof is really important, right? So when teachers saw their colleagues getting new resources, like those big boxes that show up with brand new materials from DonorsChoose, they were so excited and motivated. And felt encouraged by their leadership team and as well as their colleagues to post projects of their own onto the site and get them funded. And together they've funded iPads and various other resources on the site to the tune of nearly $200,000, for a single school, which is truly, truly incredible. But Mrs. McNary is the steward of this process, and she really makes sure that it's not just, her classroom, teachers who are getting new supplies, but she has been working actively to create an entire culture of this. And this is one reason why you see that this school has seen such tremendous success on the platform to date. All right, so another friend of the org who's doing incredible, incredible things, not only at his school, but also in his school system, is Principal Qualls out of Montague Elementary School, which is in the Greenville Schools in South Carolina. All right, so Principal Qualls, he actually used DonorsChoose when he was a teacher. Now he's a principal. He's also creating that culture of DonorsChoose within his school system. He's been working with his superintendent, actually, to do trainings across the district to get other teachers and principals bought into the materials that they can obtain on the site. Principal Qualls is actually working with the academic and technology departments to fund resources for department-wide initiatives. Really awesome things that he's doing here. But also, of course, even though he's doing this work to activate other teachers in the district, which truly is an equitable feat that he's managing to get accomplished, on an already impressive fundraising effort that his teachers have been able to put on, over $200,000 they've been able to raise on DonorsChoose.org. And one of the projects that I'm most excited to share that he's been able to steward is actually this incredible mural that they've been able to have painted all throughout the school system. So this is just one mural that Principal Qualls was able to get fundraised on the site with the help of his teachers. They enlist the support of Joe McKinney, who's a local mural artist in the state, and they paint these murals on school buildings all across the district. Now, it's not just this beautiful image of, I guess it's a flower, but they also paint the eagle and their school mascot. And my favorite quote, Principal Qualls says that the mural program that they've initiated is actually literally transforming their school one paintbrush stroke at a time. I just love that.
So if I could interrupt, Julie, I asked the question I just threw out to the audience, have you used Donors Choose before? And Julie writes back, our teachers are encouraged to create a project at the beginning of the year and can continue to do so as they are funded.
That is so great, Julie, and a great segue. Because now we're going to talk about, Danielle shared, really, so what DonorsChoose.org is, how we do what we do, how you can take advantage of it. But now we'll talk about some of those specific things you can do in your school, like what Julie's doing with, you know, encouraging teachers to create a project around back-to-school time, and then how that can support you all year round, because DonorsChoose.org is here for you and your teachers all year. So one big thing that we've done to help arm you as school leaders with what you need to do, and hold on, I'm waiting for the control of the of the deck here. Is it going to go? There we go. We created this principal toolkit with NAESP, and so we'll talk more about where you can find that, but Honor already sent out through the chat bar that you could get it at naesp.org/back-to-school, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we worked together to kind of arm you with not just great case studies like Danielle shared, and there are more of those in the toolkit, but all sorts of tips and tricks on how to maximize donor shoes in your district. So we want to make sure that anything you might need for your school, anything that you're dreaming of as the principal, anything your teachers are dreaming of, you know the best way to go about getting that through our site and through the generosity of our donors. And one thing I'd like to share, I mentioned in the toolkit, we have more case studies, the two Danielle shared and then some others. And, you know, you hear case studies sometimes and it has a little asterisk and you feel like its results may vary, right? Like we're just telling you the best of the best. We're really not. We're telling you those stories only because they're cool stories, but those are not atypical results for a school. I was speaking to a group of principals in the Miami district last summer, and I had multiple principals come up to me after because they wanted to share how much success they'd had in their schools. One principal had $100,000 in materials funded in one school year and said, it's our goal to get $150,000 next school year. I said, all right, great. Go for it. The more the merrier, whatever you and your teachers might want or need. But that's not impossible. All it takes is establishing that culture of knowing how to take advantage of our site, knowing what different, you know, opportunities to leverage, and really spreading the word with your teachers. So we'll go through all the different things you can do with that now, and hopefully it gives you some good tangible next steps to act on after this webinar. So first, I'm going to reiterate something Danielle said a couple times, too, in that we are a site that's made for, we say, teachers to use, but it's more than just teachers. But we want to be clear, it is, actually isn't for principals to create projects. So you don't need to be the one to log into our site and create a project for a classroom at your school. But it's also not just classroom teachers. It's librarians and media center specialists. It can be your guidance counselors and social workers. My mom was a speech pathologist in an elementary school. She always needed more hands-on materials for her students for the lesson she was teaching. And so speech pathologists, nurses, really anyone who's working directly with your students as the kind of main part of their job can use our site to create a project. That can even be coaches, teachers doing after school things. Again, as long as their main role in your school is to work directly with kids, we welcome them to use our site. And so even though it's not you as a principal or school leader creating the projects, we want to make it really clear through this webinar that there's so much you can do. In addition to just establishing a culture of DonorsChoose.org usage and going above and beyond, there are some tactical things you can do as well to really help your teachers and your students. So one way to do that is to really work with your teachers on those big dreams, those big ideas. If there's something that you want to happen at a school-wide level, even though you're not the one logging in and creating the project, you can work with a teacher or another staff member to represent that project on our site and be the one to submit it so that your entire student body can benefit. So I list out a few examples here of school-wide projects that go beyond the scope of just one classroom. Now, that can be a project for an entire grade level. We oftentimes see maybe a fourth grade teacher will create a project for a resource that is going to be used across all the fourth grade classrooms. And that's fine because their students will benefit and so will the students in the other room. So if you as the school leader see that, you want all your sixth grade teachers to get a certain book, a certain technology, simply talk to them about creating a project on DonorsChoose.org and they can do that. One of the examples listed here is a PE teacher who worked with their school leader on playground equipment. So I know actually it was Dawn and Julie, I think, both left comments about playground equipment being something, if you had $30,000, what would you do? Well, obviously one PE teacher in your school isn't going to make that decision for everybody on playground equipment, right? They might make decisions about some specific PE materials, but the playground is a school-wide resource. So if that's something you want as the principal, work with that PE teacher. Maybe it's a different type of staff member in your school who would be the one to represent that project, and they can post for new equipment, new materials to use at recess, whatever that might be, and you can help make that happen by working with them on what project they'd create. The third example on here is a teacher that did a project to create a school TV station. That was definitely something that teacher was going to kind of own and be the main staff liaison for that student-run TV station. But obviously, that's a school-wide project. That gained resources for the school that could even go beyond just creating a school TV station and can be used in a lot of ways. So just know that those types of big-picture projects are certainly possible, and you can play a really critical role in that. And then the last example from that slide that I'm going to share now, because I wanted to drill down a little further, is this one about teacher professional development. So you heard Danielle mention that that's even something your teachers can do on our site. They can get resources, field trips, you know, funding to bring in outside speakers. But sometimes school leaders don't realize that we're a PD option to your teachers as well. And so this was a case where the principal worked with one lead teacher to create a professional development project that, as you can see, was very expensive, but still got fully funded for, I think it was about a dozen teachers at the school to attend this PD in a partnership for the Young Writers Program here in Indiana where I live. And the beautiful thing with this was a program the school had funded through a grant for many years, and the grant ran out. And the teachers were kind of devastated that they wouldn't get to do this training anymore. And the principal said, I got to solve this problem. What can we do? So they actually rallied the staff to say, what are some other ways we can fund this? And working together, they figured out that DonorsChoose.org might be the best way to continue this PD opportunity, even though that outside grant had expired. So know that we're here for PD projects for your teachers. You know, if they come to you with a great idea and you have to say, you know, there's no budget for that right now for PD or for that specific PD, send them to DonorsChoose.org. But also think, is this something we would engage even more of our teachers in? Because as Danielle shared, sky's the limit. If you want four teachers to do that PD that one of your teachers brings to your attention, great. Have them all create a project. Or maybe you want to create one project for all four. And I'll say there's a little savviness to it, right? Four teachers creating separate projects, they might be lower cost each. so they might get funded more quickly just because the average donor is giving $50 to $100. So you could have them break them up into multiple projects. You could have them do it as one project. It's really kind of up to you and your teachers on how you want to do that. But we recommend breaking up is normally better because you'll get funded more quickly. All right, so let's talk about other specific ways that you can engage your teachers in both your ideas for your school and them thinking next level about what they do with their students if money wasn't an option. So here are four specific steps of things you can do throughout the school year that will really best engage your teachers. And these are also in the principal toolkit that we'll share the link to in a little bit. But we found from countless school leaders across the country that these really work. So step one is hosting a staff professional development teacher training. So professional development, not in the sense of a Donors Choose project, but in the sense of training your teachers on how to best use Donors Choose. And one of the best ways to do that is to work with a teacher at your school who's already had success using our site and getting funded, and encouraging them to train their colleagues and how they did that. How did it work for you? What were the first projects you created? How did you find the process? How long did it take you? How long till your projects were fully funded? What did you do next? You know, your teachers can ask a peer those questions in an even more powerful way than asking Danielle or I, because hearing from someone who actually had it work for them just shows them that they can have success too. And the beautiful thing is that with all of the funding that Danielle mentioned, we work so hard to bring in all that outside funding from our corporate partners, from donors 6 states away from wherever your school is located. With all of that funding out there, there's enough for everybody. This doesn't have to be something that one of your teachers keeps, you know, kind of as a secret, and it's working for me, but if I spread the word, then there'll be less money for my projects. No, spread the word. The more, the merrier. We would love it if every teacher at your school felt like they could use DonorsChoose.org whenever they had a new desire for their students. So encourage a teacher to do that. If you haven't yet had a teacher at your school who's been funded through DonorsChoose.org, you can actually still download a really great teacher training kit from our site. We have a special resources page. It's donorschoose.org/teacher resources, where some of those training decks and other tips and things live that normally the teacher would share with your staff. But it might also be a situation where there's a teacher in your district who's at a different school who will come and do a training for your teachers. Some of those are called teacher ambassadors. Just like you saw from Sharon's case study, is that there are these teacher ambassadors out there who love to help train other teachers in their district. So that might be another resource for you to help your teachers really learn how to fish with this. So step two then is send regular communications to teachers. We've heard the most success stories from, all right, I've trained my teachers, it's good, like they know what to do. But when they're getting funded, or even maybe when they're posting projects that you as the school leader find are really exciting and compelling, let your other teachers know. Let them see what their peers are doing. It will help them generate ideas. It will help them think, hey, this is possible for me and I shouldn't be left out. We know it's powerful when a teacher sees another teacher walk down the hall with a box full of new stuff and they say, how can I get that too, right? What's the secret? But really, as the school leader, the more that you let them know about each other's success, the more it will create that culture where they know they can all have that success. So some principals, you know, send a note out in their weekly email to their staff about any new projects being posted or funded on our site or any cool new stories. That's a way you can create a culture where teachers are actively telling each other at staff meetings. You know, it's kind of a good of the order where someone stands up and shares a great story they had of something that they're either requesting or that they recently had supplied and what it meant for their students in their classroom. So that's a big thing you can do to just make sure your staff are talking about it on a regular basis and knowing that they have your support in it too. All right, so step three, it ties back into all that corporate and foundation funding that Danielle mentioned. We get these opportunities all the time where, as Danielle said, Dick's Sporting Goods is funding sports projects. Google's funding coding projects. PWC is funding financial literacy. Those types of campaigns, some are year-round, some come and go because the partner might give us $1 million, but when the $1 million is gone, you know, the funding opportunity is over, and they start at all different times. We have a lot right now with back-to-school season because a lot of our funders want to support teachers at this really critical time to set their students up for success for the year, but others will pop up at different points throughout the year, some even over the summer. So we want you to know about these great funding opportunities so that you can tell your teachers, maybe when Google says they're doing some coding funding, that sends off a light bulb because that's a school priority for you at your school. Or maybe it's another funding partner doing classroom gardens, and that's something you've been looking for more outdoor learning opportunities for your students. And so you can hear about these. Tell your teachers about the ones you really want them to take advantage of. Of course, you can tell them about all of them, but as the school leader, you can make sure that the ones that really align with your priorities for the school are what you're publicizing for your teachers to leverage. And again, there are a lot of these opportunities. Sometimes it's a match offer where a project will qualify for one-to-one funding. So when a citizen 5 states away gives $50, that corporate partner will match it with $50. Sometimes it's a special initiative for teachers to do a particular coding curriculum and earn classroom reward credits to use towards their projects. Sometimes it's partners coming in like Ripple, like Danielle shared, where they're fully funding everything in a city or a state or in the whole country. So by knowing about those, you can make sure you're taking advantage of all the free money that's out there. And we'll talk in a little bit about how you can sign up to get these notifications so you're the first one to find out when it's happening. And then step four is share the success. As I mentioned, staff meetings, tell your teachers what their colleagues are doing that works well. Tell them dreams that you have for them to do. Tell them anything and everything. Even you can share success from teachers in other schools if you feel like that's inspiring to get your teachers to take this to the next level. But again, so much matters from it coming from you as a school leader, so they feel empowered and excited to really think next level with what they're doing in the classroom. All right, so here are just three examples, another kind of case study from Dawes Elementary in Chicago. So teachers in Dawes have been using us for, this is 10 years, but it's actually, I think, been even longer than that now. And so we shared some of those other case studies where maybe the school had benefited $100,000, $200,000 worth of stuff. Dawes has had over $600,000 worth of materials, and so much of that comes from these 3 points where they celebrate wins. They literally stand up and applaud teachers at the staff meeting every time they get a funded project. They, you know, you can give them a trophy, give them recognition, give them whatever that is, because those teachers are really working hard to go above and beyond. They support that collaboration, getting all the fourth grade teachers to work together on a great project, and they spread the word. And you can read this quote that just testifies to that and how one teacher's success can lead to every teacher in your school having success. All right, so we're going to talk about how to get those notifications and things about those funding opportunities and other things. So this is our site just for principals. If you go to donorschoose.org principals, you don't need to do it now, don't leave our webinar, but when you do, you will see all sorts of resources and materials for you as a school leader so that you can maximize it in your building. And the first thing you'll see at the top here is this beautiful purple form, and that's where you can sign up for a variety of notifications. So one thing you can do is sign up for those funding opportunities and match offers, and we will send you notifications through email when we have an exciting new, you know, six-figure, seven-figure corporate partner funding opportunity that you can take advantage in your school. But you can also sign up to get notified every time one of your teachers posts a project. And that's a really powerful tool, not just for you to, you know, kind of know if the I's are being dotted and the T's are being crossed, but that's how you can celebrate their success. You can see, hey, that cool idea you talked about with your sixth grade teacher is now actually live on the donorschoose.org site. It's out there. You can see if it has donations. You can get those notifications to know exactly what's going on by the teachers in your school. And then you'll also get email notifications when we ship the materials to your school. We want to make sure that you're in the loop because everything is school property, right? So nothing should ever leave your school. It shouldn't walk out with a teacher if they retire or switch schools. So we want to make sure you know what's coming so that you can also help make sure it gets to the right classroom and that your teachers are using it well. And also then you have a way to contact our team if you do ever have any questions down the road about the materials that we've supplied for your school. All right. And then if you're doing all of this at a school level, what we've seen from other principals is sometimes it will bring up questions at the district level. And Danielle and I and our team, we work both with principals, but we also work with district level administrators across the country, superintendents, CFOs, grants officers, so that they can kind of take this to the next level and really get it a district-wide thing where every school in your district is benefiting. So we've included some materials here on how to talk to your district leaders about crowdfunding. Sometimes district leaders are a little more tentative about crowdfunding because they only know of the models that pass cash from one person to a teacher's bank account, and that can be a little scary because maybe that's not the safest for public schools. So these give you some tools to talk about how DonorsChoose.org is different. And what we've seen is that principals love to kind of share it up the chain because you can say, look, district leadership, my school is doing these amazing things and we want to make sure we're the leaders. So we're going to teach you how to do it so that you can make sure other schools in the district benefit. But that can really show some of your excellent leadership at the school level and how that can really spread into every school in your district. So you can find some of these materials that we have for administrators. We have the special district administrators page, which is donorschoose.org/administrators. And so that's where you can direct them. It has an FAQ and other materials on crowdfunding best practices and different district tools for reporting at the district level. And so feel free to share those if you find it useful with your district. All right, so then I'll pause on this slide for a little bit just because we do want you to know that district leaders also love DonorsChoose.org. Not only do principals and teachers, but here's three district leaders across the country and just what they have to say about how DonorsChoose.org has helped their district. So I'll pause for you to read it.
And while they're doing that, Kirk, can I jump in with a question? How does Donors Choose decide who gets funded on the project? You must get a lot of requests. I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, we do. And we say the more the merrier, partly because the more of your teachers that are creating projects on our site, the harder we get to work to raise that money for them. And that's what we want to do. That's why we're all here. So there is no kind of limitation on how often your teachers can use the site, how many projects they or in aggregate at your school can get funded. As Danielle said, sky's the limit, but we do screen every project your teachers create. We do make sure it has a clear student benefit and make sure that it's an appropriate project to post out there for funders to have. But then it's really kind of up to the crowd, essentially, on what does get fully funded. Danielle shared that 65% of projects do get funded, so two-thirds about. And so if you think about that, if a teacher posts two projects right now, probably going to get at least one, if not both, fully funded. And teachers can post multiple projects. But the projects that don't get funded, you know, as sad as that 30-35% are, sometimes it's because they are really expensive. So that's why breaking up into smaller cost projects can be more beneficial. Doesn't mean that a $3,000 project isn't going to have success, but it will have a lower success rate than a $500 project. And to tell you the truth, a $500 project is probably going to fly off the shelf and be funded in less than a month, especially if it has a corporate match offer, because then it only costs our donors $250. And so many of our donors are looking to give the project. Some like to be the first one to give. Some like to be what we call the finisher, and they're the last one to give. So they're looking for, you know, a project that fits their budget, let's say $100, that only needs $100 to go, and they'll finish it off. So, but every donor's different, and donors are searching our site for subject areas that inspire them. You know, they care about clean energy, so they're going to find a renewable energy project, science lab, you know, that's teaching students. Maybe they want to look for a project requesting books by their favorite author from when they were a kid, or a book that taught their kid to love reading, because I know I've done that with my kids. I'll be like, oh, that book works. Every school should have that book because it made my daughter love to read. So everyone's different in what they're looking for. Some search by geography. Some don't. They're just searching by subject or kind of keyword. We've even had, back to books, authors search for projects where teachers are requesting the books that they wrote. And it's just been so cool to see that these authors for children's books will end up funding projects too. But it's very diverse in what people are looking for. So that's why no matter what your idea is put it out there. Sometimes you don't know if it's going to be have a high success chance or not until you put it out there and see. But let us work to help bring those donors in for your project. So great question, Honor. Thank you. And so just to close the loop on this slide, yeah, so these quotes from these district leaders, it's encouraging their, you know, their teachers to innovate, to take things to the next level. You know, Dr. Wichen talks about filling any gaps, and that might be the situation at your school, and we're here for that. But even if your school says, hey, we don't have a lot of gaps, we have budget for the things we need, think through the things you want. What's that next great thing? Is it a 3D printer for a fifth grade classroom? Who would have thought that that could be something that a public school fifth grade classroom would have, you know, these types of technology and devices that, that kids might otherwise never have access to, but start teaching them at a young age on technological literacy, on financial literacy, on all sorts of things that you can do. So hopefully you're inspired by those quotes from district leaders like we are. And then to wrap up real quick, we're going to tell you some of the great things we're doing with NAESP. So this first one, you are on the Back to School webinar, or you're listening to a recording of the Back to School webinar. So congratulations, you did the first thing. But we're also partnering with NAESP throughout the year to do some gift cards to support projects that your teachers are creating. So there are some different giveaways, including a monthly gift card drawing, that there's a chance to win $500 Donors Choose on our gift cards that you can then take and apply to projects teachers are creating at your school, give to your teachers to inspire them to create a project. And so every month there's going to be a giveaway that way. And then there are even going to be some promotions for recruiting new NAESP members and earning some Donors Choose on our gift cards that way, because we just want to help spread the wealth to support you and hopefully work with NAESP to do that even more this school year. And all that good news can be found on this, the Back to School landing page that Honor had already posted in the chat. She'll probably do it again, but it's, I believe, naesp.org/back to school. And here's this Back to School toolkit. That's where the PDF toolkit I mentioned lives. You can find some other information about Donors Choose, some other tools outside Donors Choose that you can do. And this is kind of your great spot to go to get all these resources to benefit your classrooms this school year. We'll also tell you, too, about some of the other types of projects that you can create on our site, like some projects even for student life essentials, like basic student needs, things that you need for even students to be prepared to learn, let alone the traditional materials and the professional development and the field trips and all those good things. So that is it. I'm going to leave this last slide up here, because if you have the one immediate thing you should do after this webinar, we hope would be go to donorschoose.org/principals and sign up. And then the second thing I hope you do is go to the NAESP site, to the Back to School Toolkit, and download the toolkit and read all the great resources on there. So two homework assignments, donorschoose.org/principals and naesp.org/back to school.
Great. Thank you so much, Kurt and Danielle. Many thanks to everyone who's participated on today's webinar. You've given us some great strategies. I liked what you said about, keeping things concise and also giving an emphasis on student needs. You mentioned that as a strategy. Are there any other strategies you would have for folks when they're thinking about, you know, doing one of these projects? Does the site give them people who have done these projects, you know, that they can contact?
Oh, that's a great question. There are some different communities. Like, there's a Facebook community, and there's some other ways that you can connect with other your teachers can connect with other teacher users. Okay. But the teacher resources page, so donorschoose.org/teacher-resources. I don't have that URL in the presentation, but that has a lot of things like that. And there are tips and tricks on there. There are things you can download. One thing that we've done in the last couple of years is, you know, a long time ago, it's our job to raise this funding. Like I said, it's what we want to do. We want this to be a thing where no matter what the economic climate in your community or your school, your students can get these amazing materials and resources thanks to these donors across the country. So that's the way we envision it. But teachers were actually asking us for more tools to help tell their community, not necessarily to hit up parents and people in your geographies, maybe for them to share on Twitter and Facebook with their friends from college and people that they said, Donors Choose Our projects are sometimes my best way to tell people five states away who I know how important being a teacher is. because they can see that I care so much about my kids. I'm trying to take them on a college access field trip. I'm trying to get this amazing new technology. I'm going above and beyond, and it helps everyone understand the critical role I play as a teacher, but also the amazing capacity of my students. And so teachers asked us for more tools to be able to share it on social media. So we created some of those. We'll give teachers those when they create a project. And it's completely optional for them to use. About half of teachers will maybe share a link out in some way on social media or something like that. We have, you know, email templates, stuff like that too. And again, there's never any hard sell on teachers to do that. We don't want them to feel burdened, like they need to fundraise for their projects. But teachers, like I said, have asked us for those because they feel like it's such a great touch point for them with their friends and family to know these great ideas they have for their classrooms.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. And for those of you that are in our webinar today, please visit our website, the www.naesp.org/back to school, and you'll find this presentation along with all these wonderful resources. And there's Kirk's and Danielle's contact information. Always reach out to them if you have questions. As always, if any ISP can ever assist you in your journey, please do not hesitate to reach out to us. Hope you all have an awesome afternoon, and we hope to see you for our summer conference in Louisville, Kentucky. Thank you.